Burkina Faso is mourning its dead. In the barracks, an eerie silence, only broken by the names of soldiers. All killed by ISIL fighters while protecting a humanitarian convoy in the north last month. It was one attack too many for military leader Ibrahim Traoré. Angered by another humiliating defeat, he staged a coup last Friday, becoming Burkina Faso's newest leader. The aftermath of the attack was captured on mobile phone. Hundreds of trucks burned. They were transporting wheat and rice to Djibo, a town of 350,000 people in the north, besieged by ISIL since February, where people are dying of hunger. Truck driver Abdul Wahab Swadogo survived the attack. He's still in shock.
During the attack, we noticed our soldiers were no match. They were weaker. The ISIL fighters were stronger than us. Whoever dared to face them were killed on the spot.
2 million people are on the move, fleeing the violence in the north.
Terrorists tell us to leave our village. Our soldiers that are meant to protect us are not able to kill them. Terrorists have come to wage a war. There will be no survivors.
In the capital, Ouagadougou, people are taking matters in their own hands, collecting food and clothes they will hand over to the military, which plans to airdrop help for the besieged city of Djibo.
We heard that the army sent 70 tons of supplies. Considering how densely populated Djibo is, 70 tons is nothing. It's not enough. We need to do more.
It is a war Burkina Faso cannot afford to lose, explains Traoré to diplomats and a visiting delegation from the West African regional body, ECOWAS. The army has lost control of nearly half of the country. Faced with setbacks, commanding officers appear divided on which military strategy to adopt. The young captain will have to rebuild trust in the ranks, command older and battle-hardened officers, many of whom are frustrated, and unite a fragmented army that has suffered too many losses on the battlefront. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera.